Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Jeannie. I can't hear you. I heard I was unmuted, but I can't hear you. Still nothing. The music come on for maybe a second or two, and then it went back off.
Yeah, I didn't realize that
you're
going off.
There you are.
I called in on my phone as a caller and then clicked on my own number. Because it was playing here, I didn't realize that it wasn't coming through there. So that means y'all. Well, thank all y'all for staying on the line that long then with no sound. Goodness. I was going to play. You know, and it's strange. It does this once in a while. It will switch to my phone. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it does that. It's like the program will switch to my phone. That's just insane to think, but it does. So that means y'all missed everything that I talked about. But I had talked about the 13th chapter of Corinthians, the love of God, and had read that. But I don't really want to go back and talk about it now because I'll run out of time. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, let me go ahead and mute you again. Okay, y'all. I'm so sorry. Typically when the music quits working, then I can't hear it here either. And here it completely, well, I take it back. I played that song on my phone. Fooey, fooey, fooey. I'm so sorry. Anyhow, what I am going to do, because I do still need to write down all of the phone numbers, there's quite a few callers tonight, the song I was going to play is a song that's one of my own, and it's me singing the song. It's a real rough recording. It's not a professional recording, and there are some mistakes in it. I really needed to re-record it, but the fellow who had the recording studio died, and so I've not found anybody else. But anyhow, I recorded this, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, whatever it was, and it's just I Love You, Lord. And I'm so sorry y'all didn't hear all of the talk tonight about the 13th chapter, the chapter of love in the Word. But for time's sake, so that I can have time to talk to all of y'all, I'm going to go ahead and just play this. Excuse the East Texas accent in it and some of the mistakes. But it's the heart. It's the message and just my heart for God. And isn't that what we want? To love God more, to have more understanding, to see in the mysteries of God. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Lord, we just appreciate your love so very much and all that you've done for us. Father, I just pray over each and every caller tonight, Lord, and even all of those listening by computer, Lord, that you will bless them and keep them. Lord, that they would have just an encounter with you in such a way that the love of God just explodes in their heart, the revelation, Lord, of your love, of all that you've done, Lord, just that magnitude, those words, is the height, the depth, the breadth of his love for us. Lord, we just worship you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just magnify your name, Lord. And Father, I just thank you tonight, Lord, on this Valentine's Day. Lord, we offer and lift up our love and adoration to you. Lord, we just adore you. And we're so thankful tonight that we belong to you. Lord, there's just no greater privilege, no greater honor, no greater joy than knowing that we are yours. Lord, I thank you tonight and I praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Start taking callers. I am so sorry I didn't realize that the sound wasn't coming through because it was here or then. And anyhow, as I said earlier, I am still coughing a little bit. Y'all probably hear me a little. I am a whole lot better, though. anyhow. All right, our first caller, 502-548. I believe this is Greg.
Good memory.
Yeah, well, actually, I write down the phone numbers.
I kind of figured
there's
that.
No way that I can remember everybody. Yeah, I try to write down the phone numbers now. I do have pages and pages and numbers. Some of them are copies, but no. I had your number down from last week. But thank you for dialing back in tonight. And I'm sorry
good
for the technical
back.
Difficulties, but thank you for not hanging up and waiting through all of it.
Well, it's worth it.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Dan,
anything you're wanting to share tonight, or you just wanting prayer tonight?
I'm just here to hang out and listen, but no, I mean, I got nothing but good stuff. I mean, God's good.
God is good. I'll agree with you totally on that. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. Father, I thank you, Lord. It's just strange. It's like I hear the word that you're a man of wonders, a man of wonders. I've never heard that before. I don't know if that means that you're a man that you wonder about things. But I do feel that you're a man that you have lots of questions, that you're inquisitive, that you're a person that you like answers, that you like things to make sense, and you like your – It's like a sense that at least when it's understanding things, you'd like, and my husband's like this, that likes things to make sense, like your ducks in a row, so to speak. I think that's a little bit of a man thing, too. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've called Greg, and, Lord, that you've anointed him, and Lord, that you have set a path before him, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've walked with him. Lord, that you've walked with him, and you're walking with him now, Lord, that you're directing this path. I can just see, Greg, like a path that you walked on, and like as you've gone down the path, at times you would veer a little to the left, and the Lord would just kind of nudge you back over on the path, and you'd veer to the right a little, and God would kind of nudge you back onto the path. But I see
true story.
I see that there's been growth in your life, that there's been more understanding coming, more understanding where the Lord is concerned, where his word is concerned, how God works, how the Lord works. I see that there's been a greater grasp and understanding of how God works. You know, some people they don't. You'll hear people. You know, at times they'll like want to pray or have heard people pray that Lord, you know, calls them to do this and that, and it's like those are witchcraft prayers. God doesn't make people do things. You know, he'll encourage people, and sometimes he'll let difficulty come their way to help them make the right choices. But God doesn't make people do things. Those, you know, when Christians pray those kind of prayers, they may not realize they're actually praying witchcraft prayers. Those are control prayers. And God does not answer those. He does, thank God, because he would answer them that way towards us too if he did. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Greg. And, Father, I thank you, Lord. I'm hearing the word changes. I think I heard that last week where you're concerned. I don't know what that is concerning. It feels like it's just a change in, like not like your whole life is changing, but that there's a segment, a portion of your life that there's you're either have embarked on change or fixing to embark on some changes. I don't know what that has to do with, and I don't even know if you're aware. You know, it may whether that's something that you know about or something that still lays ahead of you. But
not yet.
It doesn't feel like it would lay way ahead of you if it does. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're just directing Greg, and Lord, that you're growing him, and Lord, you're opening his understanding, and Father, the questions that he has, Lord, where he wants things to make sense, where he wants things to have clarity in areas. Lord, I thank you for bringing that clarity. And, Lord, that you are. Lord, I thank you that you are bringing clarity. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for divine connections for Greg. Lord, that we wait on your divine connections. Lord, because your divine connections many times can be very surprising. That sometimes a divine connection doesn't look like in the natural what we would think. God uses people that sometimes we would be really surprised to find out that person is a God connection. You know, as just in the natural, when we're trying to advance in our job or advance in a lot of things, you know, our natural inclination many times is to look for that person that seems super successful, the person with the big church, the person with the really successful business, just whatever it is. We look for that person that has really advanced in our ways of thinking. But, you know, God, he sees the beginning from the end. He sees behind the scenes of everything. And he knows the ones that will actually pour into our lives or will share into our lives, those that we would look, you know, it's kind of like when they crowned David king and he'd gone over there and looked at all of the sons that were big, handsome sons of stature, you know, and said, well, surely it's this one, surely it's that one. And then finally he said, do you have any other children? And he said, yes, there's the youngest David that's out with the sheep. And see, no one in the natural would have looked at him. You know, it said he was small and he was ruddy, which I'm assuming that means he had kind of reddish hair. And he was the least of them. You know, whereas these other sons were big, bold, handsome-looking guys, you know, warrior-looking guys. But see, God knew what was in the heart of David. He knew, he knew where his heart was and what he wanted to do. And see, people in the natural, they'll look for that one that looks capable and successful. But this is true for divine connections. I haven't forgot what I was talking about with the divine connections. Excuse me. Sometimes those that God has chosen to be instrumental in our lives may not be someone that we ever would have looked at and thought, that's the one or that's the person. But, Lord, I just pray, Father. Lord, I know that you have divine connections for Greg. And, Lord, I just sense in my heart that some of these divine connections won't always look like the one that maybe in the natural Greg would choose or we would choose. But, Lord, that they're anointed and appointed by you. Lord, and that they will bring great favor to Greg's life. They will bring understanding and will impart good things into his life. And, Lord, even connect him further. I've told this story once before, and I'll just quickly, I won't take too much time. Several years ago, I got an email from a lady that I just barely know that lives in another town. I don't know that I ever received emails from her before. She sent me an email about a speaker in a town about a little over an hour from me. I'd never heard of that speaker. I didn't know the name. I didn't know anything about her. I emailed the lady back, and I said, who is this? And said, oh, she speaks once a month at such and such and such, prophesies things like that. I said, oh, okay. I didn't think any more about it. For the next 3 months, it was like a recording going over in my heart and in my mind. Go to the meeting. Go hear her. Go to the meeting. Go to the meeting. Go hear her. Go hear her. And it just went over and over and over and over and over. I didn't even know how to find her, much less, you know, had ever even knew exactly how to get to the meeting. So finally, I contacted the lady that hit me again. She said, well, said we've already had that meeting this month, but she'll be back there so and so. So, you know, 3 months, you know, 3 months from the time of the first email, I thought, I'm going. So I told some of the ladies that I was friends with in this area. And two other ladies went with me. One of them is a lady in the area, an older lady that had her own Christian television program on that's on TV here, just a local television program. The other one was a lady that hosts meetings not far from us in this county. So, you know, is kind of over some things. So I went to the meeting. They came to this lady that the Lord had told me to go hear. She instantly connected with me. I mean, it was like she acted like she'd known me all her life. There was an instant connection. Anyhow, long story short, through that connection there, I was able to introduce her to both of these other ladies. Me and this and that particular lady, we were very close friends for a couple of years, but the thing is God was using me as a connector. It wasn't really all about me. It was more about the connections. In that, she got to be on, I found out the Lord had told her, said, I'm going to send you into this particular county. And she had told the Lord her town. She told the Lord, she said, Lord, I don't know anybody there. But see, what she didn't know behind the scenes is the Lord was talking to me, saying, go to the meeting, go to the meeting, go to the meeting. I was the somebody here that needed to connect with her, to help connect her to these other leaders and, you know, other people in this area. She ended up being on the television program. She ended up doing meetings in this area over here for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, things like that. Made other connections that went into even some other, you know, 1 or 2 other states. And God, you know, and it was honestly not about me, even though we were good, you know, we were good friends for a while and things like that. But it was the purpose that was behind it of making connections and helping her get connected and all of that. And I knew none of that. I knew none of that to start with. But later I was so amazed at what God had done. And I'm like, Lord, you know, Lord, just from an email and then the voice of the Lord just going over and over and over and over and over in my head till I finally got up and went. And I don't know why I'm telling you all of this other than I just sense that God has connections for you and that they will be, they'll be important. They'll be important connections in your life. And they may not look like what you think, and it may not come together in the way you think. I certainly would never have considered all of that. You know, I just wouldn't. I thought I was just getting up to go to a meeting and inviting a couple of friends to go, and that was, you know, go from there. Had no idea what God's plans were. And truthfully, like I said, in my case, it really wasn't even about me. It was just about being a connector. So, Father, I thank you for all the connections you have for Greg. And, Father, I thank you for those that you will put in his path that will help catapult him into new places and new levels, Lord, for new things that you have for him in the future. Father, just the journey. It's all just part of the journey, Lord, and there are instrumental people along the way of all of our journeys. And, Father, I thank you for answering his questions, and, Father, I thank you for your delight in him and his heart to know you more, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got a little lengthy with that. Sometimes I do, but God is good.
It's on point.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have anything you wanted to share or any particular prayer requests before I move on?
No, I just the one. I the only comment you said clarity. That was just a, this. That's actually something I've been praying for a few days. Actually, that word. That very word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I love confirmation. That's a big thing. Like when God comes back and says, "Told you."
God
said
it. He's good like
that.
That.
Yeah,
you're more than welcome. Well, thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting. And it was good to talk to you again tonight.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good week.
You too.
Let me get a quick drink. I'm trying not to do the cough drops a bunch. All right. Here's 828-989. Miss Jennifer.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you? I love
I'm good. I'm good. Oh, thank you. It's pretty rough. It really needs to be redone, but I thought on Valentine's Day it was appropriate.
It was.
It's not funny. It's, you know, I noticed during the times that I have tried to record songs, it seemed like during those seasons that I was recording that almost, as I'm coughing tonight, that almost every time I would get ready to record a song is when I would have a little bout with coughing or laryngitis and things like that, and it's like, devil, I see, you know, you raise your ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what, we just keep moving with God, and God keeps taking care of us. So, how are you doing tonight?
Started off a little rough, but I got straightened out. straightened back out by someone with some great wisdom, gave me some great wisdom, so. Yeah. All is good.
That's awesome. Don't you love having people like that in your life?
I do.
You know, that can
I
impart
do.
And can, you know, God just answer questions.
They're very rare. I'm very thankful.
Yeah.
Grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. Those people are few and far between, and a lot of times you'll have someone like that in your life, and then you'll go sometimes long seasons before there's another. But let's pray. But Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Lord, I thank you, Father, that you that even with, like with Greg, Father, that you do have key people in her life, and Lord, divine connections that some that she is already connected with, and others that would lay ahead of her. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've given Jennifer a discernment, Lord, that Lord, when she follows her spirit, her heart. And tries not to reason it away. That, Lord, that you give her direction, and she knows in her heart, Lord, when there's those to be open with and to allow herself to connect to, and those to be on guard of, or those to even kind of pull away from, or, you know, keep your distance a little, you know, keep it very surface level. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are maturing Jennifer in those things, Lord, because, Lord, we all at times will tend to reason things. We'll tend to reason things. And we'll think, oh, I shouldn't feel that way, or I shouldn't think that, or well, the Christian thing to do. I think we've all been there and done that. I know I have. But, see, there's a maturity that comes. And just as we learn to really stay out of our, you know, not let our thoughts be not, you know, stay out of our head, so to speak, and let our heart lead us. Let the Spirit of God that's within us lead us. You know, those, most of the time, those initial, that initial discernment, that initial feeling, you know, will guide you. I can't tell you the times that I would feel something. And then later I'd go, oh, you know, don't be judgmental, or don't this or that, or don't, you know, don't, you know, and I'd push that away and think, oh, I don't even know them, you know. And would turn out to be, later would realize that it wasn't me, that it was the Spirit of God leading me in things. You know, and I've learned to listen up, so to speak, that when I'm feeling something, to be very still, you know, where connections and people are concerned, and listen up to the Lord. You know, many times if you're around someone, if you just give people an opportunity to talk for a while, you'll see where their heart is fairly quick, or at least after a while. You know, if we don't do all the talking and we'll let them talk, we'll see where they're at. But, Father, I thank you, Lord. for Jennifer, Lord, her heart to please you and her heart that searches for the bright side, Lord, her heart that's always looking for the blessing. She's always looking for the good in things. She's always looking for, even when hard things happen, Lord, that she's looking for the blessing that was in it, because even God never wastes anything. You know, and even, you know, as the word says, what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn for good. Well, even in those hard things we go through, that we glean blessings, we glean, you know, whether it's understanding or knowledge or there's just all sorts of things that we get, that we gain from God, even when we go through those hard places. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as your word says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that I will fear no evil. You know, there's something about shadows. You know, and the Lord was talking to me a little earlier, before the program started even, about shadows even of our past, things we've gone through in the past, and sometimes kind of the shadow of that, you know, as we move forward in life, you know, we'll run across things that will bring back that memory, so to speak, or we'll think, oh, they're acting like a little bit like that person acted that did me wrong, or they're, you know, or, you know, this situation mm-hmm. reminds me of a situation I went through before that brought me hurt or ended up not turning out good. And the shadow of things from the past can affect how we move in the present sometimes. And I think the enemy does that on purpose. I think some of it's just our memory and knowledge, but I also think at times, you know, that the enemy will try to remind us of things that would make us reluctant, you know, moving forward in certain things. And I know I'm being a little vague here, but Father, I just thank you, Lord, that for Jennifer and all of us, Lord, that as we move forward in you, as we move forward daily, even in life, Lord, that things that have happened, experiences that we've had in the past won't cast a shadow on the new and cause us to be fearful in any way, fearful to, you know, just like people, if they've been in the ocean and they got stung by a jellyfish and then they're afraid to go in the ocean again because they're afraid they'll get stung again. And you know, the same is true of relationships and all sorts of things, that the shadow that passed, as the word that is, you know, the scripture in Psalm 23, it said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And that's kind of what I'm talking about in this, is those shadows of the past that can make us, you know, oh, you know, I did this before and I was rejected, or I reached out to someone and they didn't, you know, just all kinds of things. I mean, there's a bazillion different examples. But Lord, I thank you that the heart of love that Jennifer has for you and your love for her, Lord, that light and that brightness, Lord, that it will break off and push back every shadow that would ever try to bring fear, that would ever try to bring a timidity or anything that would cause her to pull back, Lord, when you've got her and you're saying, go forward, run forward with this. Lord, that past experiences would not hinder her forward progress in any way, Lord, but she'll just hear your voice and know that you're speaking to her, Lord, that her discernment be very sharp. Lord, I thank you that you have sharpened that and you're continuing to sharpen that. Lord, that your sheep know your voice, our stranger, they will not follow that. Lord, that she is maturing more and more, Lord, that her head knowledge, her reasoning, Lord, I pray this for all of us, that her reasoning and our reasoning will not get in the way of her discernment. And Father, Jennifer, I just sense that God has put a very strong discernment in you. You have such a heart to please the Lord, and you have a real heart of compassion for people and things like that. I feel that you even have a real strong compassion even for animals and such. That you just you have a deep love. you have a deep love and you're a sensitive person. Your presence is, I just sense that you, like, you take it all in. Your the nature, your surroundings, the sounds of music, the sounds even of nature, that you take that stuff in. I do too. I'm very much the same way in that way. You soak it up. But in the sensitivity in all of that, we also, you know, people that love deep can also be hurt easily, and people that are sensitive can sometimes, we can be too sensitive to exterior things that are really not important. Father, I just think I don't want to get off on a rabbit trail there. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all the discernment you've given her. Lord, I thank you for the love that you put it within her. And Father, I thank you, Lord, of all of the Lord, just the way that you have created her, Lord, just to receive and to absorb, Father, the good things in life, the good things from you, that sensitivity to hear, that sensitivity to feel, that sensitivity of compassion and concern. And Lord, I just speak a blessing over her life. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving her that security, just that feeling of wrapped up in your arms, in your arms of love. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for words of wisdom flowing from her mouth to others. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. What a wonderful way to end the day. That's spot on. every single word.
So thank you.
Timely, too. Very spot on and timely.
Well, God knows where we're at and what we're going through. It's, you know, with many of y'all, sometimes it's hard just to shut it off. But, you know, when you've got a bunch of people waiting, at some point you have to, but
You do a wonderful job, though. Wonderful job of explaining things and unpacking it. It's so easy to understand and resonate with.
No, thank you. It's just God. It's because I'm certainly not eloquent in any way. Me and my East Texas accent, we just stumble through all of this. But God knows, and that's what matters.
Yes.
Well, sweetie,
yes,
if you have anything particular, okay, I appreciate you
no.
and thank you for holding through everything, and you're a blessing.
Thanks, Jeannie.
You're a blessing.
You
Happy
too.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Good night. Let me get another drink. I'm glad when this cough is completely gone. It is getting better. All right, 205. Oh, wait a minute. My thing just moved. Okay, 205-531. Miss Julia May.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hon. I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard like when you were gone, I could end up like you just breathing. I thought, sound like you there. I'm going to keep asleep.
You're breaking up just a little bit. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Yeah, I know back here in the room that I'm in, I've had to move the computer from room to room as the carpenters is here, and my connection back in this part's not as good, but I think this is your connection. It's just not real good.
It's
it's doing kind of a reverb sound. It's not really an echo, but kind of a reverb sound. It's making
right,
it a little hard. Yeah, making it a little hard to hear you. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Julia May, Father, and I thank you, Lord, for your heart of love for her. I just see like hearts coming your way, Lord, like the Lord just blowing hearts your way, sending hearts your way, his heart of love for you. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you have positioned Julia May, Lord, that the place that she's at, the place even in her family, her surroundings, her friends, her connections, Lord, that you have, I just feel like the Lord, that he has positioned you there. He's positioned you there. because he's put you in a place that he can use you. He's put you in a place where you're needed. You're needed. You're needed where you are. It's not happenstance that you are where you are. You're needed where you are. And God, it's like I see like his arm, you know, like his arm being, him reaching through you and him being able to, you know, his arm being extended, his hand being extended through you, and God being able to work, that you allow him to work through you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for even, I'm hearing the word embracing, Father, for, Lord, for Julia May embracing, Lord, even things that would be maybe some changes in the way that she was taught, things she, you know, there's things that we grow up with, the way our parents teach us certain things, or maybe the churches we grew up in, that sometimes there are things that we've learned that really aren't completely accurate. You know, a lot of it is just passed down stuff that honestly wouldn't completely be the way God is, or the, or God's heart in things. I know I've done that even in the way I was raised, that mindsets that would come through the family, or mindsets that were in churches that I grew up in, and just mindsets that were, you know, there'd be mindsets even in certain regions, certain areas, that as I have allowed the Lord to talk to me and you know, because I'll ask, like, Lord, search my heart. Lord, show me those areas that need to be changed, those areas that, Lord, that where I just assumed that something was correct, that really it wasn't. And I would dare say that probably every Christian, everybody has areas in their heart and their life that maybe don't line up 100% with what God, how he really is and what his heart is. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, as you talk to, as you speak to Julia May, and, Lord, as she just inquires of you and submits her heart to you, Lord, that you will start to show her even more the true nature and heart of God in every way. And, Lord, for all of us, I pray for every one of us, those things that we've been taught growing up, the places, some things that were just passed down that was incorrect, incorrect thinking or incorrect beliefs, Lord, that you'll change those in us, Lord, that you'll cause us to know what is real, what is correct, Lord, and that we'd be willing, Lord, to turn those things loose, you know, to just turn them loose, you know, things that maybe our grandparents or aunts and uncles and, you know, things people believe, you know, like there's still people that believe that when people die, they become angels. Well, no, they don't. You know, but you'll hear a lot of people, you know, someone will pass away and they say, oh, God needed another angel. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is angels are created as angels. So there's, you know, there's things that's been passed down and beliefs and different things that we have that sometimes God has to correct. He has, you know, changes it. And it's always his heart to reveal more and more of himself to us, because the more, you know, you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. Sometimes some of the things that we have believed that weren't true, it can put, I won't say bondage as much, it can put bondages, but sometimes it can just hold us back in some areas. Where some people might think that, you know, when there's a disaster that God did it and things like that. You know, there's a lot of examples, but I just sense just, a, you know, like the Lord would, you know, bring complete freedom in every area, you know, that you would, you know, that you would know God, his nature, that God just reveal his nature to you more and more. And you're able to share that and teach that. And I don't know if you teach a Bible study or you teach from your church or you teach from home, but it's like I can see you actually getting up in front of a little group of people from time to time, doing some teaching, teaching some things of the Lord. So do you do that some?
We have a morning clinic, and then I go to a mission. So I'm in a mission.
Okay. Yeah, there's so much reverb on your phone, I almost can't understand it. But I did get something about a mission or a thing. Yeah, your phone's a little bad.
About the missionary meeting, and I do teach, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, your phone's really bad tonight. But I can see you getting up, and it's not like a huge group, but I can see you getting up in front of a group,
okay,
teaching the word and explaining things to people and helping people on that. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in Julia May's life and bringing her higher and Lord, expanding her understanding and her wisdom, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for just revealing your nature and your truth to her more and more and more. And Lord, as she grows in that, the more freedom she's going to feel in her heart. And Lord, even the more it's going to help her to receive the blessings and good things of God that you have for her, Lord. Father, I receive that for all of us, Lord. Help us all to have a greater revelation. And Lord, I just thank you, and I speak a blessing over her home, over her loved ones and her family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, since I can't really hear you good tonight, the reverb is just so bad, I can't hardly understand you. I'll just speak a blessing over you, and I'll go ahead and move to the next caller tonight and hope
that
next week.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I bless you, girl. God bless you, and I'll talk
to
you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Having to get another drink, y'all. All right. 954-580. Let me write this down. I don't think I even have this one on here. Okay, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. Good to talk to you, honey. You must have called in later than
nobody.
People hang up and they call back, or some don't call back and others call in. These numbers get to rolling like a slot machine. And sometimes it's hard to keep up with it. Well, it's good to hear from you tonight, and thank you for calling in. And thank you for holding.
Thank you, goodness. Thank you.
Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Carolyn. Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, for satisfying her. Lord, for satisfying her heart. Lord, for satisfying, Lord, even satisfying her pocketbook. Lord, for satisfying her needs, Lord. Lord, I thank you for satisfying her in the friendship realm, Lord, with people that would be a blessing and would be a joy to her and would be true friends, and Lord, people that wouldn't be in competition with her, people that wouldn't be scheming against her and things like that. And Father, I thank you for, Lord, that, Lord, your word says with long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. But Carolyn, what is, you know, I heard the word like satisfying, but I was seeing it in a realm of like touching many different areas. You know, God's, you know, there's such a feeling of contentment when we have good friends around us. And it doesn't have to be a dozen friends. Sometimes it can be just one or two or three. But, you know, when he satisfies us in our finances, that may not mean that we're filthy rich, so to speak, but it means that we have enough and more than enough, you know. So we're able to pay our bills. We're able to enjoy life. We're able to not have to sit and worry if, you know, can I cover all of my expenses and have enough to get to next payday or next month or whatever. But I see the Lord just satisfying you, even satisfying you with peace. You know, I just sense that at times that there are anxieties and concerns and worries. And see, when he satisfies us with peace and rest, that we're able to take a deep breath and sink into a comfortable chair and just feel kept by the Lord. That is such an awesome feeling. Lord, God gave me one time, and it was really a totally supernatural experience, that I woke up one morning, and God was there, it was like I felt like a little 2-year-old child that's sitting in the lap of her father, of when you feel totally in every way protected and watched over and safe and blessed. And it was very much a supernatural experience. And I remember when I woke up feeling that, I just giggled and I just snuggled into my pillow and just giggled, because it was such an awesome, restful, totally peaceful feeling. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for satisfying Carolyn. Lord, even satisfying her questions. And, Lord, the places where she has looked for favor, Lord, at times, and sometimes favor's not been there, even favor that she expected has not been there, favor that I see it like at times when you've worked really hard on the job and you've really put out the effort and you've gone the extra mile and would have expected to it to really be acknowledged, and maybe it wasn't. I just see God just restoring things. You know, it doesn't mean necessarily that favor or things come back from those particular people, but God restoring things and satisfying you areas that favor ahead of you, times when you don't even expect favor, there being favor extended to you that would be surprising and things like that, that just would make you giggle and make you smile because you recognize the favor that God's gone before you and made crooked places straight. And Father, I just thank you for Carolyn, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for her heart, for you. Lord, I thank you, Father, how you've imparted wisdom and strength and growth into her, Lord. I thank you, Father, how you have answered many of her prayers. And Lord, even as she has inquired of you at times, Lord, that you have answered her. And Lord, that she's heard your voice. Lord, that she's heard your voice. And Lord, times even when she's not been certain, Lord, that you've given her confirmation or you've brought peace to her heart, that she knew that, no, this is right. This is right. But Father, I thank you for satisfying Carolyn. Lord, satisfying her, and it bringing joy. Lord, her recognizing you at work in her life. And Lord, it bringing a new peace to her life. Lord, the striving that has been at times. Lord, that passing away and there being a rest in God. Lord, that just would bring a new health even to her. Would bring a new flow to her life that she has longed for. Lord, that she has longed for at times. So, Lord, I just bless Carolyn in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for pouring out a blessing that's more than she can contain. And we thank you, Father, for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hi. Well, when I called in, I really wanted to ask a prayer in regards to relationships, friendships, and for God to just put the right persons in my life. And I'm like, oh my God, as I listened to the various things that the Lord had you to pray about, were just things that I truly desired prayer for. I am just so grateful for the way that the Lord is you just now.
God is so good.
Yes, I was here and I'm like, oh my God, Lord, you never even allowed me to ask. You just poured in. So I'm just so grateful.
God was just really talking about that, your connections and the favor. Yeah, that was a brief, beautiful word from the Lord about just satisfying you in so many areas, you know, so many different parts of your life. So was there anything you were wanting prayer about tonight, sweetie?
Okay. Can you just kindly pray for me in regards to my studies? I'm studying, but it's not going as So
okay, your phone is breaking up. You might have to move around a little something.
Okay, prayer is that the Lord will grant me same studies and be able to study effectively and be tired.
Okay, I got some of that, not all of it, that God would help you to effectively something, and then it bleeped out.
Okay, so I'm studying.
Okay, the things that you're studying.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's bleeping out, you know, some of the words apart from the words. Okay, well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are with Caroline, Father, and I thank you, Lord, that you will help Caroline, Lord, to be able to effectively study and learn the things, Lord, that, Lord, as she's studying, Lord, as she's preparing for future things in her life, Lord, that you will, Lord, just open her mind, Lord, to grasp, Lord, that you will help her to know exactly even how to study, if she needs to change her environment in the study, Lord, if she needs, Lord, to do something differently, a different room, a different way, a different time, Lord, however it works. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping her to study, to grasp, and to retain those things that she's learning. And Lord, I just thank you for doing that, for working in her life, for just bringing a, Lord, like a supernatural recall to the things that she's learned, Father, that she'll be able to prioritize her time, that she'll be able to prioritize her studies and what she needs to be working on, and Lord, that she'll even know what times of day, Lord, that maybe she's more receptive to retaining and what she needs. But, Lord, I just thank you that you're with her and that you're helping her and you're strengthening her in every way. And, Father, I just thank you for just excellence, Lord, a spirit of excellence, Lord. Lord, just a spirit of excellence in all that she's learning and doing. Lord, your word says that everything that we're blessed coming in, we're blessed going out, and that everything we put our hands to is blessed. So, Father, I thank you that as she is studying and learning and preparing for further things, Lord, that is something that she is putting her hands to, Lord. So it is blessed, and she is blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you, too, and you have a good week.
Jesus, thank you.
All right. Try not to cough here, son. 903-720. I believe this is Miss Sylvia.
Yes, it is. Good evening.
Hi,
how
girl.
You doing?
I'm good. I'm still hacking and coughing a little bit, but I'm getting better and better. It's good to hear from you. I haven't got to talk to you in a while.
I know it. I'm just so grateful and thankful to hear your voice and to be able to get connected with you tonight and miss you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you faded out for a minute. All I can figure is because I knew when I logged on back here that there was a delay in my computer. And see, I use my phone as a hotspot. I don't really have a Wi-Fi or anything out here. And,
right.
And so it may be that my signal's just a little weak out here in this room.
Yes.
But
can you hear me?
I do. I'm hearing you good. Okay. But anyhow, I'm good to hear from you tonight and glad you waited and that I'm getting to talk to you. Let's pray for you. Father,
I want you to pray for me, please.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what's going on. Yeah.
Okay. Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your love for her. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you even hovering over her, even as a hen hovers over her chicks, over her brood, and opens up her wings. You know, when the storm comes, that hen will open up her wings, and those little chicks will run up underneath that hen and be protected from the storm, from the weather. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you cover Sylvia, even like that, Lord, with your love, with your protection, Lord, your word even.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Under your wings, Lord, that we are protected,
yes,
that we are set. And Father, I just thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that voices that are around her, Lord, Lord, that they would not be able to affect her in any way, Lord. That she'll stay attuned to you, Lord, and everything that's going on. And, Lord, sometimes there are voices around us. Sometimes, and people aren't always trying to be mean. Sometimes it's just voices, people, they'll speak out things that it's like they really should be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
People will say things, you know, they'll speak their opinion, they'll speak things that they believe, and a lot of times they're wrong. But the things they speak out, you know, it can bring doubts, it can bring things, you know, concerns to our heart, and if we dwell on that stuff, it can hinder us. It really can. But, you know, people that are around us, they can be an influence even when we're pushing back against it. You know, I've encountered this myself. I'll be around people that are saying things, voices around us, you know, and some of them mean well, some of them may not mean well. But it can affect us some. You know, I know there are, you know, there are word curses and things like that. The word does say a curse without cause cannot come. But it can trouble us. It can trouble us.
Yeah.
It can cause us to consider those things and double and second question. And then, you know, it's just sometimes we just need, even when we're pushing back on that stuff, it will try to affect us. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you're just reiterating to Sylvia,
yes,
Lord, that
yes,
you have her,
yes,
and that you've covered her, Lord.
Yes.
And that you are the one that upholds,
yes,
her, and that you are the,
yes,
one that provides for her.
Yes.
And Lord, you are the one that surrounds her with your love. You're the one that brings in the finances that she needs. You're the one that has the healing she needs.
Yes.
And Lord,
yes,
she doesn't have to earn any of it. It's paid for. It's paid for by Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, I just thank the Lord that Lord, even putting like, oh Lord, like blinders on her, cupping your hands over her ears, Lord, that,
yes,
when you speak to her, like we'll do little children and put our hands behind their ears and say, now listen to this, Lord, that she would just hear your voice so clear. And Lord, the sounds and the voices and the just all of that. I'm, you know, whether it's naysayers or whether it's people, but Lord, that she'll be able just to tune out those things that are around her that really would just be a hindrance or would trouble her or would concern her or would cause her just sometimes just the residue of something, and just give you the ucks, you know, just give you the yucks. You know, sometimes it can just simply be other people that are in contention with one another,
yes,
but having to listen to it or be around it, it's like, ugh, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Yes.
You know, you can go in an old restaurant where they, you know, them old cafes where they'd have a lot of grease and stuff and sit in there and eat breakfast, and when you'd come out, you could still smell it on your clothes, you know?
Yeah.
And some,
yeah,
of this kind of, yeah, you know, you people know where you've been. Oh, you've been to old Joe's Grill, hadn't you? Because I can smell it on you. And sometimes,
yeah,
being around, when people are even contentious or yang about one another, even though they may not be at us, it's like it almost gets on you a little bit sometimes, you know, and you have to, like, get the residue off, you know. I'll have to go. Sometimes, I, you know, if I'm around something like that and you try to get away from it, then it may take hours or a day even,
yeah,
or maybe a day or two, you know, to worship God and get into the presence of the,
yeah,
Lord, and,
yeah,
and put on,
yeah,
worship music and things like that. to just get that stuff away from you, to get it off of you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And then sometimes you don't have to be a part of it. It's just the fact that you were around it. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your love for Sylvia, Lord, and the wisdom that you've given her. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you've got her covered, Lord, that just mm-hmm. like that mama hen that spreads her wings over those
yes.
little bitties, Father,
yes.
that,
yes.
Lord,
thank
that
you, Jesus.
You spread your wings over us, and, Lord, that you are the one that has her. You are the
yes.
one that she doesn't have to depend on somebody else or anybody else.
Yes.
That
yes,
you are
yes.
the one that provides for her and keeps her. And Lord, even people that would try to control us in other ways or even breathe out threatenings of, you know, sometimes people, if they're doing things, they'll be like, people are trying to control us sometimes, you know, particularly
yes.
if they're involved in our lives, Father. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are our everything. You are our love.
Yes.
You are our provider. You are our healer.
Yes, yes.
You are
yes,
our keeper.
Yes.
You are our guide. You are the one,
amen.
Lord, that we look
amen.
To. And there is not another, Lord. Your arm is not short in any way. And Father, you're always able to even bring in others, Lord. You are our everything. You are our Father. You are our shepherd. We shall not want.
Yes.
So, Lord, I speak a blessing over Sylvia and protection over her mind and over Lord, just over her peace and her joy and the atmosphere around her. And Lord,
yes.
certainly over her health and finances and her home and all
yes.
of that.
Yes.
In Jesus'
yes.
mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. Amen. Thank you for confirmation. Thank you so much. And I had been, it's been a while. I had just need to tell you, I had a surgery, January 8th emergency surgery, and I had been in the hospital. It was an emergency, but I know the Father. I am healed by His stripes. I am healed, and I
thank
just
you.
So grateful and thankful for the confirmation that you did. I know that was from heaven. I know that was from heaven. And,
thank you, Lord.
Yeah, that was from heaven. And like you say, you know, you can listen to this and you can listen to that. But you know, when you, in spite of God, he's the one that you look to the heels, because that's where your help comes from, the Lord. And
yes.
that's where I... And so I'm just grateful and thankful for that. And I just wanted you just to continue to keep praying for the, like for my finances and my health, my wealth, and all the surrounding things
mm-hmm.
that, you know, in my home and thing. But I'm just so glad that I got to be one of your callers tonight, because I had signed on and I didn't hear anything and I signed off. I said, oh, Lord, I just need the genie to speak in my life tonight. Just,
well,
yeah. Yes.
Well, I appreciate you, hon. And God loves you so very much. But, you know, that's the thing that God reiterated the most, is that He has you covered. That
yes.
He's got His wings spread over you and is keeping
yes.
you and watching over you and protecting you.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Praise
I receive that in the name of Jesus. I receive it. I receive it right now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much.
You are welcome, sweetie. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing better, that emergency surgery, that you come through that and you're doing well. And I will continue to keep you in prayer for complete healing in every way and just God's provision and everything in your
yes.
life.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
All
you
right.
have a good night.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. 240-482. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. Let me write your number down again. Let's see. I've got quite a few numbers on here tonight. All right. Well, thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting. And thank you for calling in tonight. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Valerie. Father, thank you for Valerie. I thank you, Lord, for I just feel like the word valor, you know, I believe the word, in the word they call Gideon, a man of valor, you know, that Gideon didn't feel like that he was the bravest or the most qualified or necessarily the champion of the Lord that he was, but, you know, the Lord called him one that he was the chosen, that he was a man of great valor. And God led him, and God showed him how to win battles. Sometimes it didn't even require a hand-to-hand combat on their part, but it did require obeying God. And God brought victory to him and to those people, one, by allowing God to use him, by being the one that said yes, but by listening to God, by making the steps that God said, and then really letting God fight his battles the way that God wanted to. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for Valerie, that she is learning and has learned, Lord, is learning. We're all still learning. As long as we're still here, we're still learning. Lord, that our human way of fighting battles is not always the right way. Lord, that you don't ever fight because you fought one battle one way doesn't mean that you're going to come back and do it the same way again. Lord, that just like, Lord, that one time you might tell us to stand back and, you know, I told Moses, you know, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And then the next time he said, he told him, in a different situation, different man, he said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. So God uses different things, and because we do something one way one time, doesn't mean that that's the way that he's going to do it the next time. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that your plan is always victory. Your plan is always for our good. But Lord, in the submission, in the obedience, Lord, that sometimes you do things, you know, you'll do things different, and you'll even shake things up a little bit in the sense of okay, I'm gonna do this different because I'm gonna see if you're gonna listen. I'm gonna see if you're gonna obey me. I'm gonna see if you're willing to go against the grain or go against what your mind or what your nature would want to do. Will you do it the way that I'm telling you to? God loves to surprise people. He loves our obedience. He loves our submission. But he also loves to show himself strong. And even where the ones, even where the enemy concerned or those we perceive it, you know, what, even where the battle is concerned, God loves to, at times he really loves to, like, leave them with their mouth gaped open at what God did.
Mm-hmm.
Talk, whether it's, even when people lose, it's still a witness to them. You know, people see God move big on our behalf. You know, they may lose that particular battle, but it's a witness to them. They're like, wow, that had to be God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's with them. That had to be God. You know, those impossible things, those things that goes against the grain or even things that sometimes don't make sense, and they're like, wow. God's favor is there. God's with them. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing peace to Valerie. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you've built and you've built strength in her. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just speaking to her, Lord, helping her to see you in all things. Lord, that she would know that she's never on her own, that she would know that she never has to. And we can feel like we're on our own. You know, a lot of times we can feel like we are. Like, I've got to figure this out, and I've got to get it right. Or I've got to make you know, I've got to make the finances come in. I've got to, you know, I've got to make this relationship work. You know, we can feel like that. But, you know, God is always there leading and directing. But he will test our obedience. You know, God doesn't tempt us, but he will test us. And he'll test our obedience in areas at times to see if, you know, if we'll just obey him in all things. But, you know, it brings such a wonderful reward. It brings such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And God will turn things around sometimes that we think, boy, there's just, I can't see this changing. I've been watching this for years, and, you know, and God does it. I mean, he does it. I've watched God many times when things just look like, man, I just, you know, is this ever going to change? I've seen God do it. You know, and so many times when I was in the middle of battles, when I thought I was in battles, and when I thought there was, you know, I'd be like, God, tell me what to do, or God, this and that. You know, and I would find myself actually complaining in my prayer sometime, complaining about another person. God, you know, I can't get them to go to church and this and that, and you know, I've had the Lord at times say, you know, pull me up, you know, kind of shake my chain, so to say, and say, they are mine, and some of this is none of your business.
Mm.
You know, even those close to me, you know. But I would think, wow, that's a, and then I'd be like, Lord, you know what? They are yours, and some of that is not my place to even be putting my hand on it. I've had God pull me up short numbers of times that, you know, that I would think, gosh, I have every right to feel that way, and the Lord would say, you take your hands off of it or back off of it, you know, and you leave that to me. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you're growing in Valerie and strength, and
thank you, Lord.
And Lord, that Lord, the understanding, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've grown her in understanding, and that won't stop. As long as we're here, it won't stop, Lord. And Father, as she just pours out her heart to you, Lord, that Lord, that she's going to have visitations, Lord, that you will visit her and speak with her and bring joys to her heart, Lord, and at times she's going to see, as we would call it, improvements, but just change. I'll just put it that way, that see things change. Mm-hmm. And it's not always dramatic, big change, but see change, and we'll know that God's at work, and it'll bring joy and pleasure to your heart, because you think, I saw that, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing little changes. God's working, or something said, God's working, and always giving thanks and glory. So, Father, I just thank you for Valerie, and Lord, I just speak a blessing over her and her household, and Lord, speak a blessing over her finances, Lord, and I thank you for meeting every need, Lord, for meeting every need, Lord, and calming every fear, every concern.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, that all provision, Lord, your word says that you are a shepherd we shall not want. Lord, that she'll be able to rest in you. And I just thank you, Lord, for doing it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's interesting you mentioned, you know, you're praying about someone or something, and the Lord just kind of pulls you up. And, you know, I was going to ask for prayer for my kids, and just their behavior's not been the best, and, you know, catching them in lies and other things that have just been kind of disappointing, and you know, just concerned about the condition of their hearts. And so, but they're his. They are his. You know, I really believe that. And, you know, I guess for me, it's just trusting that he's doing a work in their life just like he's doing a work in mine.
Yeah. I've been the exact same place before, you know, with those that were closest in my life. And be concerned about them, and you know, have had God at times just say, They're mine. And make me back away. So, just love on them. Yeah, just love them. Yeah, you know, God is ready. Just love them. Pray for them. And remember that they're his, because he loves them more than we do even. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for
girl,
that word, and
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, you have a happy Valentine's, and it was good to get to talk to you tonight.
Yes, good to talk to you, too. God bless you.
God bless you, too, hon. Good night.
Good night.
All right, I think I've probably got time for, we'll see, but maybe one more caller here. 754-240. How is Donald and Tanya tonight? Let's see, this is strange. I've got two of them on here. Hold on, let me open up this other one. 754-240, Donald and Tanya. Let me try both of them. This is weird. I've got the same number on here twice. 754-240. Okay, I'll come back to them. I don't understand how I could have the same number on the screen twice, but I do. That is really strange. Okay, 709-500. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Dastia from Canada.
Hey, Dastia. Good to hear from you tonight.
All right.
Boy, you guys have been in the news in Canada here lately. A lot going on up there.
Yes.
Some of it's pretty interesting. I've seen some of the videos. Haven't watched a lot of it, but some of it. But it's like, praise the Lord, it looks like there's some good things happening up there, or at least trying to happen. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's pray for you. I know I don't have a lot of time left here. Father, I just thank you for dying to you, Father, and I thank you, Lord. Father, that this is strange. I thank you, Father, that the places that have been cold places in his life or things that have seemed cold, Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, for this is weird, for bringing the heat. You know, I don't know if you ever played game as kids where they would hide something and then they would say, so you're getting colder, you're getting colder. And as you get close to it, they say, you're getting hotter, you're getting hotter. You know, I don't know if you ever played games like that as a kid where they would hide something and as you would be hunting it, they would, you know, hunting something, they'd say, you're getting ice cold, you're getting ice cold. And then they would say, you're getting hotter, you're getting hotter. Oh, you're fire hot. You know, that would indicate that you were pretty close to finding what had been hidden.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way that I'm sensing this, that have been cold in your life, which sometimes can mean things like things that you've been searching for, things that you've been trying to attain or things you've been trying to get have almost seemed hidden at times. And like cold, you're like, you'll be playing that game and like you're colder. So let me, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that those areas in Dash's life that have seemed like cold places, Father, of warming those up, Lord, of bringing them closer to manifestation, closer to his grasp, Lord, those times even when he might have felt like, you know what, I thought I was on track, and it seemed like it was getting hotter, that I was getting closer. And then it seemed like it just turned ice cold, almost like I lost the trail, you know, that I even lost the trail, the path, the trail that I was on, like I was on the, you know, like a bloodhound on the trail, like I lost the trail. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing things back into alignment for Dasha, Lord, and, Lord, helping him, Lord, to even stay in alignment with you, Father, to stay encouraged. Father, I speak hope over Dash's life. Lord, I speak encouragement over his life. And, Father, I thank you even for reigniting the flame in some areas. Lord, for reigniting that fervor and that passion for you, that this, Lord, just that heart of obedience, that hope, Lord, that you have a wonderful future for him, Lord, that you have a calling. He has giftings in his life. Lord, that you have purpose and you have blessing for him. And, Lord, there's other lives that he's going to touch. Lord, there's other lives that you have designated, Father, that are, Lord, like destiny for him to touch, people that he would even be connected with, but people that he's going to touch, people that he's going to mentor, people that he's going to impart wisdom to and encouragement to, Lord, even as he's been encouraged, as he's been blessed, as he's had breakthroughs, Father, that there are those ahead of him, Lord, that he's going to, in turn, speak an encouragement and speak blessing into their life, and even natural things, help teach them in some areas. And I do see you. I'm not necessarily saying that you're a teacher, but I do see, like, you teaching people, helping people, helping explain things, helping people that are not having clear understanding in some things. And I don't know why, but it seems like when I talk to you, it's almost like I see things mathematical some way, like an engineer or something. I don't know. It's almost like I see things like problem solving, and I have no idea what you do as far as your career. But it's like I see you as a problem solver, someone that is able, almost like a mathematician, that you're able to put the pieces and the parts together. You're able to put the formula together and to get correct answers. And I see you even showing other people, help teaching other people, whether it's just coworkers or whatever it is, but people around you, imparting wisdom into them, helping them when they can't see how to problem solve, when they can't seem to put the pieces of the puzzle together. You showing them, you explaining to them, and even enlightenment in how to, for lack of a better word, how to put the parts together, how to make it all make sense. You know, I see it almost like a math problem. You know, sometimes we can try, and we can't get the correct answer. And then someone comes in, you know, the math teacher would come in and say, well, you need to do this and this and this and this, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. So, Father, I thank you for Dash Chen, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for leading him and guiding him. Father, I thank you for breathing hope into him. Lord, for reigniting the flames and the fires in his heart. Father, for warming up those cold places, those places where he has felt at times that maybe he just missed it or just felt confused, like, you know what, I just don't know. I don't know what to do next, or you know, this didn't work out quite like I thought, or that, or just like those kids playing those games, you know, when they're saying, you're getting hotter, you're getting warmer, you're getting hotter, that he'll feel that way. He'll feel that way in his life, that, okay, I feel like I'm getting back on track. This is all starting to turn for good. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over Dash, to the Lord. And, Father, I thank you for protecting him, even in all that's going on in the countries. And, Lord, keeping him healthy, keeping him connected where he needs to be connected, Father, and giving him the wisdom and discernment, Father, in all those areas and the steps he takes. But, Father, most of all, a heart of passion, Lord, the fires of passion and love for you would burn in his heart, Lord, and the obedience and submission to you, that regardless of whether something seems to make sense, that he just follows you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. And it was good to get to talk with you. I hadn't talked with you in a good while. So God bless you, and I hope to hear from you again.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Mm-hmm.
tonight.
All right, y'all. I'm afraid I am completely out of time now. I've actually gone a couple minutes over my time, so I just speak a blessing over all of you. I'm afraid, sorry if I didn't get to everyone. There's still a few hands up that I just wasn't able to get to in the time. But I just speak a blessing and happy Valentine's to all of you. And I'm so sorry for the sound having gone off at the beginning of the program. I had no idea. So love you. God bless you. And hope you have a beautiful week. Good night.